is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18+. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all are gay.
So gay. And yeah. Ever learned some more secrets about me today, y'all?
I learned a lot of perverted secrets about Allie. And I think you're perverted.
I might be a little bit, to be honest.
I might be a little bit too. We're freakies.
I'm a freaky deekies.
I'm a freaky deekies. We're freaky deekies.
We're freaky
and
deekies.
You know what? There's no shame in that. We're freaky deekies and we're kinky as hell. And I hope y'all enjoy this kinky.
We're kinky, and y'all can't even guess what I did with these pepperonis.
No, don't give it away.
Okay.
Bye, gay buds. Enjoy.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
So, Bud, you just said a vocab word.
What?
Stagnant.
Stagnant, yeah.
Does that mean it doesn't move?
Yeah, I thought I would just do just like an animation for my face. I thought I was going to look a lot different in the sleeveless shirt than I actually do.
What do you mean, dog?
I don't know, dog. I'm feeling like a little pudgy, you know?
I feel you.
I'm trying to get like normal about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, shit, man. Plus, you know, everybody's been saying I do have bus driver hair. I do have bus driver vibes. and y'all could go fuck yourself for that. All y'all listeners.
Ever. It's not an insult.
Yeah, all y'all listeners can go fuck yourself.
It's not an insult, dude.
The
friendliest bus driver.
Y'all can eat my ass. Work is trying to.
Did that really hurt your feelings?
I mean, I wanted people to be like, no, 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 you don't look like a bus driver at all.
But what were people saying?
They were saying, yeah, you do have bus driver vibes. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. And now, of course, y'all, we ain't had shit to do. I had to go to the goddamn office today, and then I had to drive home, and I'm like, I don't want to do this. On top of that, I got y'all telling me I look like a damn bus driver. And now I'm about to hit this up. Hang on, y'all.
I did notice you had been mentioning it in your stories a few times.
What? I'm coming in real hot.
Vibes.
I'm coming in real hot. I'm going to say, see, I'm about to pull a business person. See attached. Listen to that, y'all.
Excited?
Y'all, I'm writing a business email. And just like that, I'm done. I'm like, don't fucking email me. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm tired of this bullshit. I just want to go home. I am home, but I just want to close my laptop.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I'm on one right now. I'm on one. I'm pumped, man.
Dog, how are you feeling about the big day tomorrow?
My friend, tell me about how you're feeling about your big day last week. Because I texted you on the wrong day. I made a fool of myself.
Oh, that's okay, buddy.
How was it? How was the Great Wolf Lodge?
I mean, we had a howling good time.
Yeah, it looked like it.
It's just so funny that, like, the stuff we could do, like, 5 years ago, we get, like, worn out sooner. So we did like one big water slide. Brad screamed bloody murder, screaming, ah, help me, Ariana, Ariana.
So
screaming down the whole thing.
Does he scream for Ariana Grande or Ariana from The Housewives?
Okay. He has used to scream for Ariana Grande. Now he screams for Ariana Hulk, who is apparently on some game show, on one of the shows on Game Show Network.
He's screaming for Ariana Hulk. Yes. Ariana Hulk, save me.
from the game show network.
Ariana Hulk, we need your help.
It's so Ariana. Loud. I mean, the lifeguards were doubled over laughing at how loud he was. And then he like shoots out the bottom. And I said, Brad, because it shoots out onto the lazy river. I said, just keep going on the lazy river. I'm coming down right behind you. I'm going to come get you. I get down there. I'm like, where the heck is he? I start swimming. He's got a lifeguard, a female lifeguard pushing him in his float. And I come up and I was like, I'm so sorry. And she was like, his back really hurts. And I was like, Bradley. He made this lifeguard jump in the water.
Damn.
And Brad. Then he goes, I'm a ladies' man.
It's like that scene in, not Camelot, in the, oh my God, that baseball movie.
Yes.
Where there's that mouth to mouth.
Yeah, Sandlot. Yep. This magic moment.
Man.
Yeah, so that was very, very funny. Mm-hmm. He won all the Willy Wonka cards. And if you get every Willy Wonka card at the arcade, you get over 2,000 points. But Bradley didn't get all his points because he was only willing to give cards he had doubles of. So he just wanted the cards that said, and one was a golden ticket. There was a Willy Wonka. I don't know. He has all of them.
Wow.
I said, Brad, you don't want the points to pick out a big prize? He was like, this is a prize.
Okay, Brad. I like that. It's okay. All this is a mentality factor. It's mentality. How yep. you frame things. And listeners, Allie was asking how I'm feeling about the big day, and this is my birthday tomorrow. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to go and have a hangout at this bar and then dinner and then dancing Saturday night, which will be fun.
Nice. Who else going?
Just some like friends. Baby D is going to be there. Olivia, the putter boss. They're going dancing.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Candy.
Nice.
You know, it'll be chill.
That's great. What type of dancing y'all gonna be doing?
Big booty goth music.
Really?
Like The Cure, Susie and the Banshee. I call myself a big booty goth boyfriend because there was like this article about big booty goth girlfriends, about like goth girlfriends with preppy boyfriends, and I was like, oh, I'm the goth boyfriend, preppy girlfriend.
Yeah,
I'm a big booty ass goth boyfriend. I drive that bus. That's right, listeners. I drive a bus. And guess what? I'm not putting up with any of your shit. Shut up. Sit down. I'll park this bus.
When you were like goth, when you were like younger, mm-hmm. but you like still love Jesus,
yes.
right?
Yes.
See, I don't know if I understand exactly what goth is.
Well, we're supposed to worship Satan or the darkness.
That's what I thought.
Or the darkness. But okay. I believe that God created the darkness. So, and God created all of us, and there was not a mistake. And I was heterosexual. Mm-hmm. So, what did it matter in the end?
What did it matter?
What did
in
it
the
matter?
End?
Ugh.
How much eyeliner did you wear?
I wore a medium amount. My friends wore a lot amount, extra amount.
That was this girl that was part of the theater department. We didn't have any classes together, but we did plays together. And Megan Canterbury, and she like said that she was a lesbian. Like she would go around, I don't remember if it was bisexual or lesbian, but I think a lesbian, and was like super goth. And I would offer to drive her home a lot and just being like, any second now she's gonna, am I going to do if I have a sleepover?
Did you want to kiss her?
Kisses a little,
but you weren't gay yet.
I won't gay yet. But I was just kind of like, well, I mean, she's gay. Like, she'll probably kiss me.
She'll make the first move. That was the thing.
But now
that
she's
was
married to a man and is like a military wife or something.
Oh, she's still gay then.
Oh, yeah.
He's away.
Satan will play,
baby. Oh, wow. Have you been? I feel like we haven't talked to each other in a minute.
pretty good. Mm-hmm. I've just been so busy. I had a great time in Chicago. I just did so much in such a short amount of time.
Did you get burnt out?
I still haven't. I mean, I always like do when I get back.
Yeah.
Because
Brad is a lot. It's a lot of energy.
It is.
You're yawning right now.
He had the time. I know. He had the time of his life, though.
That's nice.
Today I worked 9 to 5, but we were pretty much outside walking all day.
Okay, Dolly.
And then I strapped her to my chest this afternoon, and we went to the Botanic Gardens. And I'm like, she's over 2 years old now. I got to quit doing that.
That's going to hurt your lower back, Ellie. You
got to
be thinking about these things.
I know.
We're almost 40, my dog.
Shut up!
It's my birthday tomorrow, y'all.
What do we say now? Somebody's like, do we say like we're in our late 30s? I guess we're not in our, we're in our mid 30s.
We're in our mid 30s.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Try me. Try me.
I'm in my mid 30s.
I'm Gemini activated today. I'm cranky as hell.
Ooh, you are?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like there's two people living inside you?
As a Gemini, yeah.
Yeah.
Always. And one's Satan and one's Jesus. Have you seen that documentary about Justin Bieber's church on Hulu yet?
No, but I'm so interested. Tell me more.
It was boring. I thought it was going to be really juicy. It was just boring. And then they interview the pastor and he's like, I made a mistake. And he's like crying about it. And I'm like, okay, dude, but you...
Crying about what?
He cheated. He cheated on his wife a whole bunch and had a sex addiction. And
a lot of preachers have sex addictions.
They do, or they're gay.
I just say that because my preacher eventually said he had a sex addiction.
Really? Where at? In North Carolina?
Yeah.
He was like...
My mama's cousin was married to him and...
Wait.
Apparently,
and he was like a little jackrabbit.
A lot of needs.
Whoa.
Yes.
Was he like, I have a problem to the congregation or just to your aunt?
No.
Your mom's cousin?
I think just to like her.
Wow.
But I remember my grandma being, do you hear Doug some kind of sex addict now?
Now? I guess that's another thing wrong with him. Now, damn, it was just so boring. I wanted it to be like a tell-all, and it's just that
I was hoping it got a little culty or something.
It didn't. I mean, it did and it didn't. It was just like, hey, this is a shitty church. They're actually anti-gay, and then they scammed a lot of their parishioners, people that attend.
How did they scam them?
They said they were volunteers for these services and not paying them and never did any outreach, never like actually helped their congregation, just scamming millions, hanging out courtside with celebrities, you know?
What's this church called? We need to get the word out.
It's called
Hillsong.
Hillsong. Hillsong. Man, what's one of your goals this year for your birthday year?
Sell my movie.
Yeah.
Finish my pilot, but that really needs to be done by July. So I'm working hard on that one. I just got my pictures back for Mindy.
Oh, how was it?
I had my photo shoot yesterday. It was great. But I was showing my boss some of the pictures, and like Lena never sees me with makeup on. And she was like, who's that? And I'm like, oh shit, does it not look like me? But I'm like, I don't go into auditions with no makeup on.
No, you would wear makeup. Right now, my hair is...
And I had a makeup artist and a hairstylist.
At the shoot?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really fancy.
Yeah, they recommended I get it. And I said,
you know what? It's worth
it. Whatever Mindy recommends.
Yeah, and she's nice.
Yeah.
Her photos are great.
My manager said my hair looked like a Pantene commercial.
You do have Pantene hair.
Thank you.
Did you get it highlighted or is it just naturally like that? You did?
Yes, I did.
Are you fucking with me right now?
I'm not fucking with you. Bradley's mom bought me a haircut and highlights, remember?
Wow, it looks great. It looks good.
Thank you.
You do have Pantene hair.
Yeah, y'all. What's his name? I love him. My hairstylist. I can't remember his name right now, but I sure do love the fella.
At New York?
Rick Wong.
No, it's Rick Wong, New York based or Chicago based?
New York based. Barb sent me the money so I could go to him because I wanted to go to him. Rick Wong, if you look up Rick Wong Hair Pro, you'll find the info. And I tell you what, he does an amazing job. It was like $250 for a cut in color.
What?
And I'm like,
in New York?
In New York. Like, that's.
I'm sorry, but he needs to start charging more.
Please. Please don't, Rick Wong.
Rick Wong, you need to make it in New York. You're going to have to charge more, Rick Wong. No, that's a good deal.
He's so sweet and hugs me at the end.
That's so nice, Allie.
Rich one.
Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for you. Looks great. I can't. Thank you. I'm ready to cut my hair. I went to get a haircut. You can't tell because I have this. But I can't cut it off till after we shoot. That dang movie.
With Keanu?
I can't say that. Yeah.
Oh, you really can't say that?
No, but we can keep it in. It's pretty cool, huh? How do you like your bus driver now? Yeah, but I can't cut it until after we shoot because I got hired with this hair.
Got you.
And then but I scheduled that appointment. I was ready to buzz it off. Get nice. All this shit off my head. But we got picketed. We had to shut it down.
What are you going to do to it after?
I'm going back.
The film.
I'm going back to the buzz, I think.
To the buzz?
Yeah, I don't have it in me to grow it out. I saw my friend Julian.
That's okay.
And his hair was like, oh, I could really fuck with that. His hair looks so cool. And then I was like, I don't have a year or two to grow this out.
Okay.
Not for me.
The buzz is very cool, too.
The buzz is cool. The buzz is cool.
Buzz is cool.
I think I might go get.
You're looking cool in your hat on your stories.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Said, who's that cool dog?
Man, it's me. I'm trying to sell tickets to my show. I have my hour show. I had my first run last night.
You already did it?
Yeah, I have another one in
June. How was it?
It was really good. I got a little really good feedback. And I met with actually had a phone call with a friend who's also a producer at a company. And she's interested in helping me develop, which is exciting.
Cool.
And then we'll find a director and more than likely we'll sell it as like a one person show. And the idea is to get it to off Broadway, which would be tight.
That would be so tight.
It's like Nanette for idiots.
You gotta put that on the poster.
I was open with it at the beginning of the show. I was like, listen, this is storytelling. It's going to sound like Nanette, but more fun. I'm not angry. I'm just having fun with y'all.
That's great.
And I did. It was fun. It's about butch identity, self-worth, growing up in Texas, being poor, all that stuff.
Nice. Is it all like, are you doing like improvisation?
Sorry, I had a yawn.
Improvisation?
I improvised some last night because I just felt the spirit move me, you know. And thank you, Clay Aiken. And it worked.
Thank you, Clay.
Amen, Clay.
Thank you,
Clay.
Amen.
You know what?
You,
we have not prayed to. Can we take a moment to pray to
gosh.
Clay? When's the last time we prayed to
yes.
Clay?
Yes.
Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken, we are coming to you with our hearts open, Clay Aiken. We have just had a year on our hands, and we have had a month. Woo. It is the month of the Gemini and the Taurus, but the Tauruses don't count. Not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Only Geminis count. And Clay, we thank you for that gift. We thank you for the gift of being Geminis. And Allie and I thank you, Clay Aiken, for having 99.9% identical birth charts, Clay. That's all
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you for that, Clay Aiken.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for Allie's beautiful hair. Beautiful hair, Clay.
Oh, thank you, Clay. And Clay Aiken, I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for my friend Ever and just making sure that there was never any oddness about me being older and that, you know, we're still equals even though I'm older.
And Clay Aiken.
Thank you, Clay.
Clay Aiken, I thank you for putting such an older mentor in my life. to help guide me and show me the ropes, Clay. Clay, it is our birthday month, Clay, and we ask you to help deliver our dreams. And Clay, we know if there's anybody out here that could do that, you can. And Clay, we thank you for our fans and our listeners and our friends, and we ask that you deliver their dreams, this month. We ask that you give them home loans, home mortgages.
Yes. Give them some home loans, Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken, this is not an ask anymore. Give them some home loans.
Damn it.
Damn it, Clay. See, now we're stepping into our empowered selves because we feel worthy of the gifts that we ask for. And while this might have come to you, from you, Clay, now we are telling you and we are expecting it as that is our worth, Clay. And I ask that I don't
deserve home loans.
We deserve home loans, and no, I don't want any yeast infections this year, Clay.
How many do you have this past year?
Zero. But I want to keep that train moving.
I feel like that's not true. You came up with that so quick.
Yeah, man, because I don't want it. I hear about these things destroying lives.
I never read yeast infections.
Yeah, people.
Oh, no, I'm going to open my eyes. Amen, Clay.
Amen, Clay. Yeah, yeast infections are causing people to go into bankruptcy.
What?
Yeah, I've seen cars explode, killing whole families.
Holy shit.
Because someone had a yeast infection.
Because, like, they just were itched so just bad, was they unclean. Like, ran off the road.
I don't know how it happened, and I refuse to ask. Because that's none of my business.
I remember as a kid being told if you took a bath with your friend and your friend had a yeast infection, you'd get one. But I don't know if that's true.
I could see the science behind it, and I would think that's true.
Okay.
Because it's just because I think the pH still counts in the water, right? In the yeast?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Man, I'm not a doctor, man. I'm not trying to.
I am not a doctor,
I'm not a doctor. I'm not pretending to be a doctor. None of that. I'm just a bus driver, man. Don't look at me. I get you to the doctor. I get you to and from the doctor, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, it was so sweet when I went to Bradley's group home, and I used to work there. And I went to see one of my clients, Philip, who's so hilarious.
Big Phil.
Yeah, every time I come in, he's like, oh. You came to visit me, is what he says.
And you're like, well, Bradley, like,
yeah.
But you too.
Yeah, yeah. And I asked him if he was still, I said, Philip, have you still been watching the Kardashians all the time? And he was like, he started laughing. He was like, have I been watching the Kardashians? And I was like, yeah, have you been watching them? And he was like, and then was real quiet for like a whole minute, then goes, I like to watch shows with half-naked women.
That's fair.
And then I started laughing. Their other roommate John was laughing. Bradley started laughing. And
damn, class clown.
Bradley's like, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean, Philip. I know what you mean, Philip.
You just found out what kind of porn these boys like.
Half naked.
Half naked porn. Burlesque.
Burlesque.
Have you ever thought of,
hey, that would be a good outing for
I was about to ask, could they ever go to a burlesque show?
I mean, I don't see why they couldn't.
I don't see why they couldn't either.
You know?
Half naked girls. Legally, they can only be half naked.
Legally, they can only be half naked. That's good. And I really know that because I was doing a show at the comedy bar, and you know, it's at like the pizza place, and there was a bachelorette party there, and I was I was hosting or just doing a set, but a lot of burlesque dancers, and I decided I was so drunk that I was gonna get a bunch of pepperonis, and I pulled my top down and I had the bachelorette come and eat them off of me.
Fuck you, Allie.
I just had big pepperonis on my nipples, and then like the burlesque dancer came to me and was like, yeah, but I need to know, like, did your nipple actually show? Like, we could get in trouble. And I was like, no, I think just the pepperoni.
Damn, oh, no. Allie, I wish that was my story.
I'm sorry, man.
That's funny. So it you were just funny. Pepperoni nippling out this bridal party.
Yeah.
And they were eating pepperonis off of your breasts.
Yes. They just came for a comedy show.
And they got a hell of a lot more. They got a snack.
Mm. They got a snack for real.
Damn. Did you have like residue for the rest of your night?
Yeah, probably.
But you were drunk.
I probably smelled.
I'm sure you didn't smell pleasant at all. For days.
And then was it that same night I brought a girl on stage and kissed her?
What?
That happened one time. There was somebody in the audience when I was talking about like being gay or something that was like, and I was like, oh, are you gay? And she's like, I want to be like, or something like that. Like had wanted to try it, but never had. And I was like, well, come on up here and get your first kiss. Just wasted.
Come on up here. Come on up here then.
Come on up here then. And get your first kiss.
Come on. Let's get it out of the way. And y'all kissed? Was it a French or was it a...
I don't...
Yeah, how could you remember?
I think it wasn't a full French, I don't think, but it was like... It was more than a...
Ew, y'all were like Tattoo, that band. All the things she said, all the things she said, running through my head, running through my head.
Running through my head. Yeah, I remember.
Ew. Mm-hmm. You know some people you see with like really long tongues?
Yeah.
I don't have that.
I don't have a very long tongue, but I can reach my nose. But then again, I have a very small head.
Yeah, that's not long. It is mesmerizing to see. I would say it's curious to see.
My brother's ex, though, I mean, it was
ugly
like,
as a dog.
She was very pretty, but she had a tongue. We have this picture of us at New Year's.
Looking like a chameleon, huh?
We're all like standing profile and like I'm sticking out my tongue, Bubs is sticking out his, and she's sticking out hers. And I mean, hers looks like a 80s circus act or something.
An 80s circus act? Like a freak show?
Or maybe... Oh, maybe that was more... When was that? Not the 80s, I guess.
What's the 80s got to do with it?
I don't know. I was trying to think of a time long ago. And I guess that wasn't that long ago.
The 80s?
Yeah.
80s were a minute ago, my dude.
Okay, my dude. So, come on, my dude. What year... When was it that they had the freak shows?
The 60s... I think the 30s. I don't think people even did freak shows. Speaking of freak shows, I saw the scariest SVU. Because I told you I just recently started getting into the Law & Order SVU. There was one I could not watch where a woman was being assaulted in front of her son. I said, this is too much, Dick Wolf. But then there was one where a man was a serial killer, a white guy, and he was turning women into mummies. The mummy guy.
Seen it. Seen that one.
And I was
I've seen
like,
every single episode, actually.
I was like, that's... Because he worked at a traveling carnival, traveling circus.
Oh.
And Marisha Gay Hartigan. What's her name? Captain who? Captain...
Benson.
Captain Benson. She's a tough lady. She is tough and sexy as hell. Because in this interview, she goes to talk to this guy's mom. And the guy's mom is like real, kind of like Tony Soprano's mom. Real awful mother. And she realizes this dude has mommy issues. And reverse psychologizes him. Pulls reverse psychology.
She reverse psychologies him?
Yeah. And he was like, I'm smart enough to do that because I did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Law and Order.
Dun dun. I can't get enough now.
I watch every new episode and then I'll put it on and just lulls me right to sleep.
See, I think that's why they keep putting out episodes. It's a hit.
It's a hit. It's the 24th season.
24 years of Law and Order. SVU.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a regular Law and Order, right? Called Law and Order.
Yeah, there's Law and Order. There's Law and Order Organized Crime. Law and
Organized
Order
Crime. That's the one I forget about.
It's a newer one, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People out here, you got to solve crimes. They did dunk on the cops, though. On police.
Who?
Law and Order SVU. Oh. And that felt good in that episode. They're like, you didn't think to look? Yeah. And they said, mm-mm, we're cops. And I was like, yeah, Detective Benson, Captain Benson. Get him.
Captain Olivia Benson.
Captain Olivia Benson. I want the writers to give her a win, though. I don't feel like they ever give Captain Benson a win. She had a love interest in one episode. I was like, good.
Uh-huh.
She's going to win. She's going to have something. And then he turned out to be an abuser.
Well, she's got an amazing bisexual kid.
Well, that's a win, but I mean for her love life.
Oh, for her love life. For her flickety flick. I was just thinking she deserves to be flickety flicked.
Captain Benson needs to get flicked.
He needs to flick that bean.
Somebody please flick this woman's bean. Clay Aiken, we come to you.
He is stressed. You know what she's dealing with?
She's bodies, assault victims, special unit victims, mm-hmm. inner office politics, a bisexual yep. son.
She was so supportive. It was a great moment.
Yeah, the show is great. The writers are clearly very progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Ice-T.
And I love little things like you see in Ruth Bader Ginsburg, just like framed in a picture frame on Benson's desk. Mm-hmm. Like little things seemed like that you notice.
I noticed that Ice-T was wearing mm-hmm. Gucci the other day. He was wearing a Gucci outfit.
He's a police officer that can afford Gucci.
He's wearing Gucci. I was like, yeah, that tracks, I guess. But could you imagine being a rapper and then suddenly you're on Law & Order SVU for 20 yeah. years? That's money.
I don't remember how that John Mulaney joke goes, but he was like, would say something about Ice-T being like, oh, so what you're saying is he had some anal contusions? And it was, oh God, I don't remember how the joke goes, but it's so fucking funny. Every time I've tried to write like a Law and Order joke about how obsessed I am, I just think of that joke and I'm like,
you can't do it better.
I can't do it better. Mm-mm.
Actually, yes, you could. Mm-mm. Yes, you could. And yes,
thank
you can.
You, friend. Oh, wow, friend. Thank you.
You going to let some sex addict cokehead outwrite you? He's a sex addict too.
Yeah, he is.
He's a
is.
Cokehead. He used to be. He said he's not anymore.
Well, I hope not. Did you watch the new special?
No.
What? I ain't watched it yet.
I watched Wanda Sykes' new special.
Ooh, I gotta watch that.
It's funny. I liked it.
Everything she does is
I know. I love
hilarious.
Her cadence. I love the way she pauses, delivers a joke.
It's that old joke she has about ladies when they go out at night or going out on a date for the first time, they should be allowed to leave their pussies at home. And you have to be, can somebody come over and watch my pussy for a little bit? I'm going out and I don't want to take it with me.
Smart. It's a good joke.
She's so funny.
Yeah, she's got a lot of good jokes on this one too. It's good. It's a good hour. I would watch it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it for sure. I haven't had that much time to watch much of anything.
No, you haven't. You've just other been than going, just like going.
And then I agreed to babysit tomorrow, and I'm so worn out. But I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go see him, and I'm dog sitting this weekend.
Oh, I like dogs. That'll be nice.
Oh my gosh.
What you just
and
found?
Something else.
Okay, what? A secret?
Yeah.
What is?
I'm a little nervous to say. I'll say it, and then we can decide if we should take it out or not.
Okay.
I have a date.
Oh my God, Allie! We're 33 minutes into this podcast.
Is that okay to say?
Or yeah, of course it's okay to
say. Does that mean
no? Allie, you have a date.
Yes.
Who? Or text me later, but then tell me how y'all met. I'm a little upset that... Wait, did you already tell me about this one?
No, it's not one of the... No.
Okay, okay. No. You didn't tell me this. I'm a little upset.
Yeah, we've just been like chatting a little bit, and then I invited her to go to Smorgasburg in Prospect Park on Sunday during the day.
That's a nice...
And it's nice, right? The the food trucks up there in the park. So we're going to do that.
Wow.
I'm very nervous.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know, right? It just depends on the weather, I suppose. It's been a little chilly out.
Okay.
Maybe my new jeans.
What does she look like? Is she butch? Is she long hair, short hair? Femme? Non-binary?
No, she's not butch. She's pretty femme.
Wow. Femme on femme. Flick that bean. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a problem.
I don't know. Am I femme or am I chapstick?
I think chappy femme. You say you're femme stick. Is that, wow, are you excited? What time are y'all going to meet?
2.
Okay.
On Sunday.
Wow.
Go to that. I'm like excited and I'm glad I'm like pushing myself to get out there. But I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'm like nervous to, I don't know what it's going to be like. Like, what if we kiss? Like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. But that's going to feel great and nervous and nerve wracking. And that's okay. It's going to feel really, you might feel complicated or you might feel great. What if it, wouldn't that be so great? That's what Nina's taught me. Wouldn't it be so great if it felt good?
I know I'm just like getting in my head, but I'm like, you know, I'll start to be like, oh, is one of the reasons I got dumped, I'm a horrible kisser. I'm horrible. I'm no, like, and like, and then I get in my head about it.
It had nothing to do with you though.
Yeah.
But it's hard not to get in your head.
Yeah.
You know, and it ain't, girl, you know, you're a good kisser. You got women on stage kissing you. You got strangers eating pepperonis off your nipples.
Listen, that was in my late 20s.
Well, guess what? Now you're in your mid-30s.
I did pull my tits out at Moon Tower. That was pretty fun.
We both did. Four of us did. We pulled our tits out.
All four of us.
We shook them around.
Yeah. I do go topless at the beach.
Well, I saw at the beach they're tearing down that old hospital, put a condo up. I hope they like to see naked bodies.
I hope it gets to stay the queer beach.
Me too.
Because like last year, like you're noticing more police presence there.
I noticed that.
Stuff.
I've only been there twice, you know that, but
yeah,
you know. It's weird that like you can be topless in New York, but you can't be topless in L.A. There's not like a topless beach out here. And you would think that L.A. would be the place. I mean, I could go topless now.
Yeah, you would think so.
Are you going to wear perfume on your date?
Oh, I guess. You should. I'll probably wear a little.
You should.
Probably wear a little. I have my Marc Jacobs or I have this, what is it? Donna Karen white something. It smells real nice.
Yeah, whatever smells the flirtiest, you should wear it.
Okay.
What does she do?
I forget what the day job is. Something to do with the cosmetic or skincare industry, something like that.
So she tests rabbits?
And then...
She tests makeup on rabbits?
Oh, God, I hope not, but I'll make sure to ask.
Cruella DeVille over here, Callie. Wow, okay. So y'all have just been talking.
And likes to bake, and she likes to bake, and she works part-time, like, at her friend's bakery.
Wow. And so y'all, how old is she? Our age?
I think 32 or 33.
Oh, wow. So did she ask you out, or did you ask her out?
Well, we had, like, been flirting, and then like she kind of did, but then I was like, oh, I'm going to Chicago. And so then we were talking today, and I said, oh, you know, I'm thinking about going to this on Sunday. Would you want to go? She was, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You got to send me some pictures. I guess you can't take screenshots. They let them know.
Yeah,
right?
I can't take them.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not allowed. I'm not allowed on Hinge. Not that I need a reason to go anyways. I got a girlfriend, but I got kicked off. I got kicked off Hinge. So
I haven't paid for it. Like, you have to pay to see everybody that likes you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do that.
And yeah, I haven't done that.
But wow.
This is going to be like my first time ever going on a date from an app in my life.
Yeah. It's also like first time since your early 30s.
Yeah, since right when I turned 30.
Pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you feeling?
And the only other person I will have ever been on a date with sober.
I mean, this is incredible. I'm excited for you.
I feel a bit nervous, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I think that's a normal way to feel, Allie.
Okay.
Yeah, I would feel nervous. What about the best outcome possible? What do you think that would be?
I don't know. I don't really have a...
Okay, going in there blank.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have any expectations.
Okay.
She seems really cool, and maybe there'll be romantic something there, or maybe I just made a really cool new queer friend. I don't know
yet.
But
at least give it 2 or 3 dates. That's what my therapist said.
Give it 2 or 3 dates. Okay.
Yeah. Because, again, you're meeting somebody off the internet. So...
That's true.
Maybe the first time there may not be sparks, but maybe the next time. Because she's going to be just as nervous as you are.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And she's excited to meet you.
She is, actually.
Yeah. And who wouldn't be?
Yeah. Yeah, incredible. Today I said something... And then I like was working, so like I wasn't looking at my phone, and she had like immediately responded, and then like a little while later was like, too eager, ? And I was like, no, not at all. Sorry, I wasn't looking at my phone.
Wow. She is. You should have been like, yes, now you are. I'm teasing. It's really cute. Wow. Very cool. And she's a baker. I bet she brings you a really nice treat. Maybe not this time, maybe next time.
I mean, we'll see. I told her I like to bake too.
Oh my God.
Told her about these brown buttered brown sugar cookies I made not too long ago.
So is she sober as well?
No.
Okay.
Because you mentioned today she took a shot of tequila, but I guess it's a holiday weekend. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Memorial, right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't want to like make that requirement on someone to like.
Yeah.
You have to be.
It's everybody's different, you know?
Yeah, everybody's different.
Proud of you.
Thank
you. I'm excited.
I said, I'm going to do it.
I can't believe this is another thing I learned about you today. I learned 3 things from you. 1, you got a date. You didn't even tell me. 2,
it just happened today, and then I was talking to you. You were at work.
That's true. You got a date. You made out with a woman on stage, hauled her up on stage, and then you had a bachelorette party eat pepperoni nipples off of your breast.
Yes.
That's incredible.
You know what? I bet she'll remember that. Not just for the rest of her marriage, for the rest of her life.
For the rest of her life. She gets to look back and be like, I ate pepperoni off of a stranger's nipples. And she was like, it's Vegas. And everyone was like, no, it's just Chicago, babe.
It's Chicago. This is a deep dish pizza place.
This is a del. This is a relish. Slopping around. Oh, friend, I love you. Y'all, we have some really exciting guests coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we have Britton Ashford coming up next recording. Mm-hmm. I'm stoked.
Britton has an amazing new album called Trotter out. I went to...
And it's not a reference to genitalia.
Is that is normally a reference?
No, but doesn't it sound like one?
Trotter?
Shit, man, I got my trotter itches.
Damn it, Everett.
My trotter's hotter than a dog in the summer.
I just think about trotting on a horse.
You know, I was in that music video.
I know.
Tommy Moose Knuckles.
I know. I saw you in the music video. Excellent fall.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, Britton, that the song is incredible.
It's great. I mean, I like every single song on the album.
The album. Yeah, because you went to that release party.
Yeah, I went to the release show and party, and it was fantastic. Yeah.
So we got Britton coming up, and then we have another guest, correct?
Who?
I thought we had Sugarcane. No.
No, I need more dates.
Okay, so y'all, that's coming up later on down the road. We are going to be on Out Chicago on June 4th, which is really fun.
Yeah, we are.
And then Allie and I, again, thank y'all so much for all of your reviews, your Patreons, your comments, your likes. And we love it when y'all like write in, you know, means a lot. Makes our day. I hope everybody wishes Allie a great date. I mean, you'll hear this Tuesday. It's Friday right now. I hope everybody says, hey, hope you had a great date. Because the episodes, yeah, I saw you look at me. The episodes come out on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll tell y'all all about my birthday. We're going to that goth dance party. So get ready.
Get ready. And y'all, you got to sign up for the Patreon. I'm only doing this for patrons. Normally when I sell the shirts, I just sell white t-shirts, but I'm giving our $10 members the option to choose any color they want, and I'm going to have them printed for them. And
well, you and I also need to discuss,
we spill the tea.
Yeah, we also need to discuss the other merch too, of like fuck you Allie or what the fuck Allie.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't remember. Do you always say what the fuck or what the hell Allie?
What the hell, what the fuck Allie? I say what the fuck Allie.
Oh, okay.
So we'd have to bleep that out for the censors. Why are I don't know why I'm talking to you as if we're not still recording. We are. Listeners, this is how it's just. We're doing this. But the Patreon's really fun. Allie and I are also super unedited. It's truly unedited episodes. We're already wild. I mean, it's mainly Allie telling stories at this point and me going, what? Or... but it's even more of that on the Patreon.
Even more.
Maybe we should do like wild, even more. Let's think of some wild stories to tell on the Patreon. Scandalous.
Oh, I can.
Ooh. Allie and I are going to be telling some scandalous stories on the Patreon.
Scandalous.
Yeah. Friend, I love you.
We need her. We're going to wrap it up, friend.
Unfortunately, friend, I got to go.
All right.
I love you.
Okay. Love you too,
friend.
Hey, man,
I'm excited about that date. Wear the perfume.
Yeah.
You're going to be great.
I'm going to be okay.
And, you know, you have yourself a cry beforehand. That's fine. You have yourself a cry after. That's fine. I did. Or maybe you don't have a cry. That would be exciting.
Maybe I just have a nice time.
Yeah, because she's so excited. Y'all are going to be talking anyways up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be very fun, Allie. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. She's tailgating at a Taylor Swift thing right now.
See, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Okay. Well, send a picture of your outfit.
I will.
All right. I love you, friend.
Love you too, friend.
Stay gay.
Love y'all. You're so gay. Nice. Okay.
Hey y'all, the tea is crystal queer, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.